3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. We've got heavy rain rolling back in. Could be here any moment. Thunderstorms rolling in. We'll have those pretty much through the early morning. And then it appears, fingers crossed, we may have turned the corner. Looks like some nice weather in the offing. It is Friday, so a couple of things we need to acknowledge right off the bat, and then we will jump into what is clearly a flawed list that came down from the Department of Homeland Security. But it is Friday, so we start with a couple of things. Number one, on Fridays, what do I do? What should you be doing? I wear red. You should be wearing red. R-E-D, started by a couple of Marine moms a few years back. Remember, everyone deployed. If, in fact, the laundry genie is cooperating, I've got a red shirt or red pants on today. Not the case. So I had to reach into my collection of beautiful bracelets for my beautiful pal, Emily Morrissey, down there at Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. And so I am wearing a red bracelet from Emily Morrissey. Thank you, Emily, for saving me yet again on a red Friday. And I also popped that Peppa Pig hat on. Why? Because, well, really. I mean, what says Friday? Like a little dose of Peppa Pig. So I got this list last night, and in fact, I got it from a couple of people going, hey, what gives? How come Hanover's on this list? This doesn't make any sense. How come Chesterfield's on this list? Doesn't make any sense. So I'm first going to share the statement that came out from Hanover County. I don't have any statements from anybody else, other counties or other jurisdictions, so I can't really help you with that. But Hanover County, my county, has a statement which is out. It is a joint statement from the county itself, so the Board of Supervisors, our county administrator, the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, and the Commonwealth's Attorney for Hanover County. And I'll just share word for word. It says, Hanover County is aware that its name appears on a list released by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security referencing, quote, sanctuary jurisdictions that are deliberately obstructing the enforcement of federal immigration laws and endangering American citizens. We do not know why the county is on this list, and we have contacted our state and federal partners to request clarification. To date, they have not provided an explanation. We want to be clear. Hanover County follows all federal laws. The Sheriff's Office cooperates fully with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, whenever assistance is requested. Neither the county, the Board of Supervisors, the Sheriff, or the Commonwealth's Attorney take any action that would interfere with federal immigration enforcement. Hanover County remains committed to the rule of law and to ensuring the safety and security of our community. That's pretty straightforward, don't you think? A couple of things occur to me. Number one, as I looked at the list, there are plenty of places on the list that are absolutely correct. You just heard during Charles Pyle's newscast there, a report from Fox talking about some of the ICE activities up there in Boston. Well, the whole damn state has declared itself to be, quote, a sanctuary state. And then you have local places in Massachusetts, which have gone the extra step of then declaring themselves to be a sanctuary state. Now, Massachusetts works a little differently than our beloved Commonwealth. That Commonwealth, which used to be my beloved Commonwealth many years ago, there are counties in Massachusetts, but they do not really function in the same way that our counties do. The county government process was done away with many, many years ago, although there are still counties which remain. And really, the only function in any of the Massachusetts counties in the year 2025 is that a sheriff is elected and the sheriff operates the county jail, the county correctional facility. at this point, with the exception of one county, Worcester County, all of the other counties are solidly in control of very, very progressive Democrats. And they have all indicated that their facilities and their officers will not cooperate with ICE. So I read the listings for Massachusetts and said, yep, yep, those are spot on. I looked at California, same sort of thing. Then, as I looked at Virginia, I saw a couple of names pop up. Well, the city of Richmond, well, yeah. Look, LeVar Stoney announced when he was mayor that Richmond was a sanctuary city and there would be no cooperation between the Richmond Police Department and ICE. Richmond City Sheriff's Office. I couldn't tell you if the sheriff has an official opinion on ICE other than one cube or two. So it would be of no shock to me to hear that the grossly incompetent sheriff of the city of Richmond said, well, we're not cooperating with them, but who knows? Maybe she was too busy handing out playing cards with gang symbols on them to actually offer an opinion. I don't know. I mean, so I'm not going to venture into that, except to say that as I see the city of Richmond on the list, I thought to myself, well, yes, thoroughly appropriate. Hanover County, however, really just threw me for a loop because I live in Hanover County. And one of the reasons I live in Hanover County is that we in this county truly do believe in the rule of law. And we have one of the finest sheriffs in America. And we have one of the finest sheriff's offices in America. The members of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, I will put up against any law enforcement officer anywhere in America, hell, in the world. So for anyone to put together a list that says, oh, I don't think these guys are not cooperating with ICE, I'm telling you right now, that's a load of hooey. If, in fact, ICE now is in the business of doing the business of ICE, then fantastic. I would wonder if this list somehow, some way is left over. Because remember now, for 4 years, when Joe Biden was the front man, because we don't really know who the hell was running the United States of America during his term, but while he was the front man, they weren't letting ICE do anything, right? ICE was not out there enforcing the law. Border Patrol was not enforcing the law. So it would occur to me that during those 4 years, I'll bet you ICE never even called the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. That would be my bet. I don't know. Again, I'm just sort of speculating. But now that ICE is back in the business of enforcing the law, I can't even conceive of a moment where they would reach out to the Hanover County Sheriff's Office and the Sheriff's Office would say, oh, yeah, we'll take a hike. I don't buy that at all. Not for a second. We certainly do not have a policy in the county that says we are some sort of a sanctuary county. I know the members of the Board of Supervisors. I think if you were to put that measure to the Board of Supervisors, if I were doing the math, you would get exactly one vote. And that would be the supervisor from Ashland. Otherwise, I don't think they have a snowball's chance. So that I know is a bunch of garbage. And the Commonwealth's attorney for Hanover County, we have a relatively new one. She is by the book. Her predecessor was absolutely, positively by the book. These are career prosecutors. I'm telling you right now that if you had reached out, if any of these folks had reached out to the Commonwealth's attorney back when it was Tripp Chalkley or now that it's Mackenzie Babichenko and said, hey, we're doing such and such, I can guarantee you as sure as I am sitting here, they did not say, oh, I'm saying, no, no, we're not, no. That's nonsense. Now, what's the last piece of the puzzle here? Last piece of the puzzle is the Pamunkey Regional Jail. Because we know that ICE will, in fact, sometimes pick people up from jails, correct? Well, the Pamunkey Regional Jail is a joint operation of the town of Ashland, Caroline County, and Hanover County. And I know firsthand that the operation of the Pamunkey Regional Jail is stellar and solid. and they absolutely positively are following all of the laws. So that is not problematic. Here's where I think sometimes people misunderstand some things. You ever hear the phrase detainer? Do you know about 287G? Now, I was around when the 287G program was first stood up nationwide. Jim Pendergraft was a dear friend of mine, still is. I haven't chatted with him in a while, but he was the sheriff of Mecklenburg County, North Carolina. And he and I were good friends, and he got tapped by President Bush to head up this 287G program, which was designed for, primarily, agencies around America, some of them road patrol agencies, but many of them correctional facility agencies that said, hey, we're going to deputize, if you will, your officers so they can enforce some of these immigration laws. Some agencies thought it was great. Other agencies said, well, wait a minute, am I giving up control of my officers or my deputies or my troopers? Because I'm not going to do that. I'm still going to help you enforce the law, but I was elected by the people in this county, or I serve the people in this city, or the folks in this state elected me as the governor, and I'm not giving up control of the state police or the highway patrol. So there's been some disagreement in the law enforcement space about that through the years. So that could be part of this, but that doesn't mean that those agencies are not enforcing the law. Let me give you the one last piece, and Jeremiah, I apologize. I know I'm going long, but I'm on a roll, and if I don't finish it, man. So here's the second part of this. When we talk about corrections, right? It's a slightly different world. And this is perhaps where they loop in Chesterfield County, or they're including Hanover County, but I didn't see Caroline County on the list. Did you? I'll have to go back and look, because if they don't include Caroline County or the town of Ashland, then I'm not quite sure how they would be looking towards Pamunkey Regional Jail, right? Because, again, it is owned and operated, if you will, by the three municipal entities. But there are agencies that will notify ICE. Hello, ICE? Yes. We have arrested so-and-so. Excellent. Or this person has now been confined to our institution. They have a sentence of 30 days. All right. And it starts today. Fair enough. You've got 30 days to come and get them. Gotcha. Hello, ICE? Yep. Remember we called you last week? We said you got 4 weeks to get this guy? Yeah. All right. Well, we're down to 3 weeks. Just FYI, he gets out in 3 weeks. Yep. Yep. We got you. Hello, ICE? Yep. It's us again. We're down to 2 weeks. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Hello, ICE? Yeah. 1 week left to come get this person who is in the country illegally. They are currently lodged at our facility. Gotcha. Hello, ICE? Yeah. Tomorrow morning, 0600 hours, this guy is being released because his sentence here is done. Are you coming to get him? Silence. All right. So what happens? The time for that person to be committed to that particular facility has now ended. You can't just keep people because you're thinking, well, I know he's a bad guy. Okay. So there's something called a detainer. We've heard a lot of discussion about it. What is the detainer? The detainer is when ICE says, hey, we're not going to get there in time. Can you do us a favor? Hang on to that guy. Well, that can become problematic. Because that guy and his attorney have every legal right, whether you like it or not, to say, my sentence, my client's sentence has concluded. You can't hold on to me. Well, we have this request. Well, okay, what's the statutory part of that? That's part of the issues here. All I can tell you, as sure as I sit here, if you are looking for people who are cooperating with federal law enforcement in every segment, you could not find a finer place than my beloved Hanover County. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. It is the final Friday of the month. And we have an amazing recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Yep, we're going to bestow it on Sergeant Miles Turner of the Caroline County Sheriff's Office. We're going to do that at 3:35. Miles is, he's just such a good, decent human being. He is a cop's cop. He also, he designs challenge coins. I'm just about at the end of our initial run of challenge coins. And I was thinking maybe I would ask Miles if he would do sort of a touch-up, you know, to take the current challenge coin and bring it up to current day specs, if you will. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Well, I'll see if Miles is interested in that. We'll see. My conversation with Miles, by the way, will be posted in its entirety at WRBA.com. It's about an hour. It was just the two of us chatting, and Germ, God bless him, was able to pull some good parts out of it. I have to say thank you to 804, who more than an hour ago, before my show started, said, "Katz, your show sucked yesterday, and today is not different." Well, thanks. The James River Air text line always available to you, 833-804-1140. 327, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor to a very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. Deputy sheriff, police officer, state trooper, state police officer, special agent at the state police level, or the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or DEA, we've had them all. And I got to tell you, this is a very, very, very special recipient today. And there are a couple of reasons for that, not the least of which is that this gentleman has coordinated this award for other officers, which really does say a lot about him. He has served in a variety of jurisdictions, and he is truly just one of the finest people that I know. So let me welcome in Sergeant Miles Turner. Miles, thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to have you here. And I should let everybody know, we're actually recording this, as we do with all of them. We record them ahead of time in case somebody gets called out or there's a court situation and they're not able to be here on the actual final Friday of the month. We're actually recording this during National Police Week. And again, I've got to tell you, I think that is absolutely appropriate for Miles. Miles, I am so honored that you are here, and I'm so happy that I get the opportunity to present you with the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Let's talk a little bit about your career, because I mentioned Sergeant Miles Turner, Caroline County Sheriff's Office, but you have had a rather illustrious career across a couple of different agencies, have you not?
I've done okay.
Of course. Well, Miles, let me take you back a little bit, because you talk about your law enforcement service. You start at Wintergreen, you go to the city of Richmond, you go to the state police, you spend the last two decades plus in Caroline. It's clear, just as an outsider, this is what you always wanted to do, I take it.
Oh, yeah. Most of the people that listen to your show probably don't even remember Adam 12.
See the man.
Yeah, that's right. I knew what I wanted to do. My mother says I was saying I wanted to be a policeman when I was three. I don't remember that, but I don't doubt it. I can't fix everything that's wrong with the country, the world, the state,
right,
or even my jurisdiction. But I'm going to put my efforts towards, you know, when I was working the road, doing those beat calls and actually talking to people instead of just, let me see your ID so I can do the report.
Sure.
I want to leave people with a good impression of the whole office. We saw that with L.A. back in the 90s when they were under the federal consent decree.
Mm-hmm.
And two officers got arrested. I still have the picture. The next day on the front page of the L.A. Times, they had their booking photos.
Yep.
In uniform.
Yep.
Why on earth?
Yeah.
Booking pictures in a uniform. And the people reading the paper that don't know anything about this job, they don't think those two people are bad. They think everybody in that department's crooked.
Right.
And that's, it's not accurate. I don't care what agency you go to.
No, no, not at all.
You know, we're recruiting from humans, and humans make mistakes.
Yeah.
I try and tell them enough when I'm training them or when we're doing recruiting to explain the bad things to expect and anticipate and be ready for. But there's also a lot of good in this job. I mean, I don't know. I try to be the perpetual optimist.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always work. But, you know, we were talking earlier about people didn't used to leave this job unless they died or retired.
Right, right, right.
You know, I had cancer in 22, and I worked probably my first 2 weeks of chemo until I could tell, because I told my captain, look, when I'm not able to do this, I'll let you know. I'm not going to get somebody hurt.
Right, right.
And as soon as I started feeling any difference in my abilities, I said, yeah, you know, I got to go.
Yeah.
But one thing I told myself the last day that I worked before I started the treatment was, you know, me getting all upset about this is not going to fix anything. This is the cards I got dealt. Hmm. It's time to play the hand. And I was determined I was not going to have to leave this job because of cancer. It took me about 6 months. And I was in treatment about 4, but it takes you about 2 months to get all that crap out of your system.
Hmm.
But I really do enjoy what I do. And because I enjoy what I do, I wanted to go back. And I wasn't letting this nasty crap I had running through my body be what made me retire.
Wow. Wow. Well, I can't think of a better place to say thank you. Thank you for serving. Thank you for inspiring a generation or two of law enforcement professionals coming after you. And Miles, I will tell you that as part of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor, we've got a couple of gifts, and I want to share them with you. Got a buddy of mine, Tony Brewster, down in Chesterfield, who has organized a golf tournament for the last couple of years just to raise money for this. So Tony provides gift cards, and so you will get those. For the love of chocolate down in Carytown, I don't know.
Oh, I know exactly. You want me to I can drive you to it right now.
Well, you need to drive to it. You've got a gift card that you need to use down there, and I could tell you about it, but clearly I don't need to.
Yes, no.
No. there is a copy of Steve Neal's latest book. It's called Toxic Boss Blues. Now, you know Steve, retired captain out of Chesterfield.
I just did a challenge coin.
Did you really?
It's in the. I just got the tracking for it today.
Okay.
So,
well,
that's too funny.
When you deliver them, you tell him you are perusing his book, Toxic Boss Blues.
Steve's a good guy, and he's got another book coming out. That's actually what the coin is about.
Oh,
it's for his book.
You know, it's funny. You might know the person who wrote the foreword for that book.
Who? Did you? You wrote it.
I did.
Well, small world.
Yeah. See that? You've got a gift certificate. My friend Laura Sylvester loves to bake, and she's an amazing baker. She is now the official baker for Julia's birthday.
Oh, awesome.
She has a company. It's called the Pie Safe Baking Company. And so she's provided a gift certificate as well as the menu. Everything is good on it, I will tell you that. Although the Julia Katz cake, slightly biased, but it's pretty doggone good. You remember, of course, Mike Walter.
Oh, yeah.
Mike's wife, Jamie, and their children have put together a letter, and there's a challenge coin in here and some gift cards. And so that is yours.
Yeah, my wife used to work with Jamie. She's a great lady.
She is. She's like two great ladies.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
Yeah.
You'll get a lot out of this. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
There is a thin blue line flag that Pastor Steve Boots makes for us. He is the lead police chaplain now for Henrico County's Police Division. And on Sundays, you'll find him out there at Mount Victory Baptist Church, because he tells me that pastors only work an hour a week on Sunday. So that seems to be a pretty good gig, and that's where he is on Sundays. Jan's son, Michael, commissioned our challenge coins, and so they only go to recipients of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor, and one of our mutual friends, Miles. I know I don't have to tell you about Emily,
but
I'm going to brag on Emily anyway because I love Emily. Emily Morrissey from Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. Her folks and her brother set her up a business a number of years ago. She had this amazing talent working with beads in school. And so they set up emilysbracelets.com, and she makes just beautiful, beautiful bracelets. She's in the middle. Again, I said I'm going to brag on Emily. She's in the middle of making, I don't know, 2,000 or something bracelets for the Ark of the United States. They're using her bracelets as one of their big gifts this year. And you will, I know it's going to be a backup for you, but you can never have too many bracelets Emily.
And so she helped us out a lot when we were working on keeping that guy that killed Mike in prison.
Yeah. Yeah. She's an amazing woman.
Viewers won't be able to see it, but it's ironic you bring her up because her brother has a perfect replica of Herbie the Love Bug. Perfect. And he asked me if I would make a picture. What we did is we mocked up a traffic stop with my police car, and Emily's behind the wheel of Herbie in the picture.
I love it.
I love it. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And she enjoyed it.
She's the best.
She got out of the car and said, "Will you put cuffs on me?"
Oh, no. No, Emily. No. That we won't do.
Great family, though.
She is. And the Morrisseys are amazing. So those are some of the gifts. You have our thanks. And I know you've been with Caroline for 21 years, you talked about. You keep doing what you're doing. You have done an amazing job. As I said, I think it is so appropriate that during National Police Week, when we're recording this, and during May, where we look at law enforcement, hopefully a little bit closer and a little more supportive, that you are our honoree. I can't think of anybody else better than you, sir. And I thank you for being here.
Well, and I appreciate you recognizing. But one thing I would like to leave you and any of your listeners with is I'm not the unusual. This is what we do.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we're here for. And I really do believe that. If you've done something wrong and I have to lock you up, I'm going to lock you up. Don't misunderstand. But I'm also not going to call you a worthless piece of trash on the way to jail. You know, it does no good.
Yeah.
So that's what you should be thinking about if you've never done this job. And, you know, maybe that officer that you've had called to your residence had something you never want to see in your life as his last call.
Yep.
You know, I'm not making excuses for bad attitudes. But everybody has a bad day. And when we have bad ones, they're pretty bad.
They are indeed.
But thank you for having me.
Well, thank you, sir. That is Sergeant Miles Turner from the Caroline County Sheriff's Office. He is our May recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, and, well, it's Friday. All right, we should stop with that, right? It is Friday. Thanks to Sergeant Miles Turner from the Caroline County Sheriff's Office for being with us. Now, the entire conversation is about an hour, and these have gotten longer and longer throughout the years. And we have a very limited period of time to put stuff on the air, as you know. And even with what we put on the air, we're still kind of stretching it. We got to ask permission, all that good stuff. But everything is posted online. So if you would really like to hear about all of what Miles Turner has accomplished, you need to go to WRVA.com and listen to the entire conversation. And it really is just a conversation. Jerm, you'll back me up on this. You are responsible for extracting the parts of these discussions for the show, but it is essentially just a talk. It's just a couple of folks sitting down and chatting. What always amazes me, and it in many ways reassures me, is that every time that I have done one of these Blue Friday programs,
presenting, bestowing the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor, whoever it was that was getting it, invariably says something like, well, you know, I didn't really do anything special. There's nothing unique about me. Yeah. And so that kind of reminds you who the real heroes are, right? There are a lot of people out in front of them. Hey, look at me, listen to me, listen to me. I got to tell you how great I am. And then there are those folks who just kind of suit up every day and do the job, whatever that job might be, and do really amazing, heroic things. And at the end of the day, go, well, there's another day at the office, and I'm going to go home and have some breakfast or lunch or dinner, because they're out there working 24/7. Reminds me about Chris Saunders. Chris is a master police officer with the Richmond Police Department. I shared with you the other day that Chris suffered a traumatic brain injury on May the 11th. He was working. The injury required an emergency double craniotomy. It was only thanks to the quick actions of his fellow officers and the dedicated medical professionals that he even survived. And this recovery for him is, it's going to be hellacious. His wife is right now recovering from breast cancer surgery. So this is just a tough, tough time for them. And in the meantime, the workers' comp folks have denied his claim, which makes no sense to me. Now, I'm not an attorney. I'm not pretending to be one, not claiming to be one. I don't practice the dark arts. But I will tell you this. If you get hurt at work, it would seem to me that that's a workers' comp matter. So I have actually gotten some information to Chris about the workers' comp attorney that that I utilized a number of years ago. Because she didn't take any guff. It's like, hey, I got this. We'll take care of it. And she did. So hopefully that will be addressed. But in the meantime, there is a fundraiser on GoFundMe that has been organized. And there are contributions that are there. We're one third of, well, we. I did not organize it. But I may very well have contributed. But it's about a third of the way to where it needs to be. So if you go to GoFundMe.com, and then you can look for Chris Saunders, S-A-U-N-D-E-R-S. You'll find it there. And there's a photo of Chris and his wife, and he's in uniform, and that's when he was being honored at the Valor Awards. He's just a good, solid guy. 357, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.